Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings that Rav Acho Bar Yaakov learned from Rish Lakish, "Mizamnim Yisrael Abnei Me'ayim ve'Mizamnim Ovid Kechovin Abnei Me'ayim," which means if you have a piece of the animal that was cut off from the animal before the animal died, a Yisrael can eat it because Shechita was done. But a goy cannot eat it because it's considered to be Eiver Minachai. It was taken out of the animal before the animal died. So the Gemara said that Rav Papa wanted to ask, but do we have a din? That there's nothing like a midi till Yisrael Shari or Lev Kechovim Osir. How can it be there's something that a Jew can do, but a goy can't? But says the Gemara, Rav Papa did not ask because he saw that what he said was a good svar. Then the Gemara brings a Tanya Braisa the Loik of Acha by Yaakov. And as it comes out from Taisus over here, that's the Machlekes. The Machlekes over here in the Gemara, do we say that there's something that could be an Osir to a goy and Mutter to Yisrael? The Pashas Drachim, famously in Drush Aleph, his first Drush, he brings the Chakiro, if the Avois and the Shvatim before Matan Torah, do they have a din of a Yisrael or they have a din of a Benoyach of a Goy? In Ayin Sham, he says, he brings to say it's really a Machlokes Rishonim, because the Ramban Pashas Emor, regarding the Megadif, he brings Chachmei Tzarfat that say that there was a Gerus required because Am Yisrael is not considered to be Jewish. And the Ramban said, no. Ain't that he can? Can Meish Shabbat Avraham be Bris? Are you Yisrael? They were considered to be Yisrael the minute they had a Bris Mila. And I ain't Sham, the Parshas Drachim is marking it. He wants to say it's a machlokes in the Gemara. And then the Parshas Drachim brings a fascinating thing. The pasuk says that Yaveh Yosef is the boss of Mor Levim. What is it? So the Medrash says that the Yosef came to Yaakov and said that the Shvatim Ochosho del Aver Minachai. So brings the Parshas Drachim that the Rabbi Yom Mizrahi asks, so did the Shvati do something wrong or not? What's that? They were eating every Minachai? So says Rabbi Mizrahi, the Pshat is like our Gemara. They were eating the piece of the animal before the animal was fully shechted. Yosef thought that that's considered to be every Minachai, but the Pesach Aloch is that it's not every Minachai. Even according to Racha by Yaakov, that's also to a Goy, it's not also to Yisrael. So what they did was actually right. But Yosef made a mistake and he thought they did something wrong. And he goes on, the Rabbi Mizrahi, to say that in our Gemara comes out that even a goy may be able to eat it. But Yosef Tzadik made the mistake. He thought that this is considered to be Eiver Minachai, and that's why he came to complain to his father. So he brings the Maharash Yofe, asked on the Ram, he says, why is Yosef made a mistake? Yosef didn't make a mistake. They're considered to be B'nai Noyach. And therefore, a goy is not supposed to eat it. And Yosef held like a Vayachar by Yaakov that a goy is not supposed to eat from a piece of an animal before it died. And he adds more. The only reason that there's a Mandoma that argues here in our Gemara and says that a goy is allowed to eat because it can't be that for Yisrael is mutter and for a goy it's osur. But there was no Yisrael yet. Especially if we hold that all the others and the Shvatim were Bnei Noach. So it was no Yisrael. So it was still osur. So adds the Parshas Drachim, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi held that if it was what it says that what is nothing that's mutter l'Yisrael and also the goy, it doesn't mean they used to be also the goy and became mutter once it became mutter l'Yisrael, but it means anything that today is mutter l'Yisrael, that means it was always mutter for a goy. Can't be that they went from an Isser to an Eter either. So immediately, even if you hold that Shvatim have a din of Bnei Noach, but still. We paskin in our Gemara, the second Shita holds, the Bnei Noach is mutter, and that's what the Rabbi Mizrahi will hold. Comes the Parshas Drachim and says, what I think is the machlokes of the Shvatim and Yosef was exactly this discussion. Do they have a din of Bnei Noach or Bnei Yisrael? Yosef held the Bnei Noach. And he agreed with the Acha by Yaakov in our Gemara that says the Bnei Noach is also to eat from this Eiver Minachai, from the piece of an animal that came doing Shechita. So therefore he went to his father and said, they're eating every Minachai. But the Shvatim held that we're Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is allowed to eat if you take out the piece of the animal doing Shechita. So that's why they held it's not every Minachai. Exactly this discussion of the Avadim, Bnei Noach, Bnei Yisrael, that was the Machlekes Yosef Ve'echov, and that's the discussion, is this every Minachai something they can eat or cannot eat? So Mamish, the whole discussion of our Gemara is all Munach in the debate between Yosef and his brothers. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.